Podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. I may be struggling, as is apparent through the fact that I have not been recording my podcast episodes, and that I have been neglecting my, like, one of my ultimate dreams. Or at least a step to my ultimate dreams. But I'm doing pretty good. I just got a job, and I work at McDonald's. Here's the thing, when I first moved to Washington State, the first job I got that was like fill out a W-2, fill out a W-9, an over-the-table job, was at McDonald's. Well, I got hired in April of 2018. Now, circle come to circle, I applied there again, and I've applied there before, like, before the present hirement and the first hirement, and I didn't get the job. They never called me back. They never responded. They didn't have positions, whatever may have been the reason. Well, I got hired again, and it was in April of 2025. That's 7 years exactly from the first time that I was hired there. And I absolutely love it. I'm working full-time. And sometimes it's hard because, like, I feel like it's all I do. Or I feel like it makes it hard to make it to my therapy appointments and my doctor appointments and all my requirements for my mental and physical health. But as long as I keep a consistent schedule, I can schedule my appointments on the days that I have off from work or around the times that I get off of work. And let me tell you, the money is nice. It's great. I forgot what it's like to actually be making money and able to, like, dream of buying things. Now, I'm not going willy-nilly and, like, wasting it like I usually would. I'm planning on investing it. And I'm planning on building a better life with it instead of just throwing it away or smoking it away. I do have a cold. I know it's come up a lot in my podcast, but I absolutely love ChatGPT. I just love it. It's my best friend. But ChatGPT and I discussed my runny nose and my clogged nose, and we decided it's not allergies. It's just my immune system was compromised or lowered. And being in a new, like, work environment and a new schedule and more stressors added to my life, it took a physical toll. And I've just got to drink a lot of liquids and flush it out. And eventually my body will reacclimate. I started a second podcast. It's called Spokane Stargazer. And it's meant to be a daily news podcast on the astrological occurrences in Spokane, Washington, and how they affect the metaphysical, spiritual, and physical aspects of daily life and, like, emotional life and whatnot and so forth. I have to kind of fine-tune it still. Because the first episode is actually based off the chart's transit relationship to myself. So I need to base it off just the general Spokane area, not a specific transit chart. So I'll be able to figure out how to do that. I'm highly confident in it. But that's kind of building into what I want Schizo Studios to look like. I want it to be a common collective for voices that are unheard or voices that have different viewpoints to kind of let their ways of thinking and let their ideas and let their, like, energies be presented to the mundane and daily world. I haven't been very good about my Archangel Fire Oracle introductions to the Archangels. I did notice that, like, Ezekiel, he isn't even referenced in any of the major religious systems. But here's the reason that I'm going to continue to present those oracle cards. The more energy that somebody, that not just somebody, but people put into an entity or figure or, like, anything, the more energy and power that that has. So the more people that start to believe in these entities, and I do not know what Alexandra was going through when she wrote that oracle card. I don't know who introduced themselves to her or the process that she had to write that. But anyways, even if they're non-existent at the time entities, the more thought and prayer and power that we as a collective put into them, it can and will create them. It's kind of like the U.S. government. The U.S. government has no federal power unless it is bestowed upon them by the citizens that they govern. That's a very, like, modern, mundane, like, physical relation to how a spiritual manifestation takes place. Now, saying that, I'm realizing that I need to be hyper-cautious about the meditations that I use to first present, and then second, invoke and evoke. And it's literally the second meditation is usually becoming that angel. I need to be very cautious about how I word the meditation, because I do not want to mislead or have a soul contract and soul compact made through me by the listener. And listening alone will not. Listening alone doesn't have the intent to fulfill the invitation or the guided meditation. But if you sit there and actively participate, then that is enough to, worst case scenario, be led astray. And I don't want to be the medium in which those entities lead innocent or naive or ignorant people astray. I have so much energy today, and I'm not high. I'm having new substances. It's just like, it's not as though it were the time that I walked outside just brimming full of life and essence and, like, feeling on top of the world. It's not like that. It's just I'm in good spirits. I'm in good nature. And I wish I could have this sort of feeling all the time. But something that I need to realize and be weary of is those around me, as anybody should at all times, is be wary about those around me who are just feeding off my energy, being parasitic. Not symbiotic relationships that we both benefit or we both gain from the energy share, but those who are just taking and taking and taking for selfish and unrighteous reasons. I was worried about losing my SSDI. Because even though now I feel as though I could work full-time for the rest of my life, there are times in my life where I physically, mentally, and emotionally cannot hold a job to support myself. And in most times, that is when I need my SSDI to cover my basic living expenses. So I called Social Security and I spoke to them. And it's going to take a lot of dotting my I's and crossing my T's and keeping track of my jot and tittle. But I can work full time and put that money into self-employment earned income. So a business or a nonprofit organization that I own and create and fund. And then the income limits for my Social Security disability income is measured by the net profit of the earned income of the self-employment basis, not the gross income of working for somebody else. So here's a trick to anybody out there on Social Security that has really good spurts where they can function and where they're high functioning. Start a business where you don't expect to earn a lot of money, a lot of net money. You don't expect a net profit, but it's something that your soul craves for, or something that you would enjoy doing, something that your spirit would just like is feeling a calling to, and create it as a legal business. And then you've got to keep track of all your expenditures, all your incoming money, the way you spend all your money, the way you spend the money you earn working, and the way you spend the money for your business. And then you compile that into a financial report, and you submit the financial report, which would state the net profit you make as an individual compared to, if you were just working a full-time job, the gross profit that you make working. Now, here's the key part. The business can flourish. It's the net income earned by yourself. So you can write in your business articles of organization or operation agreements that you get a stipend and the business itself flourishes. I believe, don't quote me on that, but that is my thought, because it doesn't say anything about assessing the net earned profit or the net profit of the business. It's the net profit of the individual working. I'm really good at going through loopholes and stuff like that. I'm going to be dog tired. I'm going to be putting all my time into working and then into my business and into the records keeping, into like all of this. But that's what I like to do. That is my fun. I could live without like going to house parties or going to this or that, like most people my age would be doing. And the business formation and like operating procedures will become my social outlet as well as the work that I do at McDonald's. So it's not as though I'll be isolating or starving myself from like those meaningful relationships or like interactions with other people. I'll just be doing it in a different school of thought. I am working on solidifying a schedule for my podcasts and, like, integrating severe, like, in very extensive, like, calendars and agendas and, like, time management skills like I used to. Back in high school, I would plan my week 2 weeks in advance to the half hour. But then I started living a different type of lifestyle, and that all fell away. But I am taking those skills and I am relearning them. My moon sign is Taurus, which strives for that structure. And I love the organization. I love the process of organizing, the satisfaction of fulfilling the organization, and the, like, knowing what's going to happen and when. The problem was, in the past, that I was so set on that structure when variance arose, I would decompose and I would decompensate. But now, having the fluidity and unorganization in the chaos that I have been living in, I can reintegrate the structure with the fluidity to be able to adapt as necessary, which will be the highest and best possible lifestyle that I can be living. And on that note, I'm going to say thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow, download the episodes, because that's when I can start going live after I get 1,000 downloads a month. And it's bullpucky that RSS.com's analytics are all saying that my views and listening listeners are all bots and computers. It's really having a hindrance on my advancement of my podcast. But that's okay. We'll work around it. Be sure, if you want to visit the website, www.schizostudios.org. That's www.schizostudios.org. You can email me at podcast@schizostudios.org, and you can iMessage that email if you'd like to. With that, I'm going to hope that you have as good of a day as I am, if not better. Or I can pull a book from the nurses and say, have the day that you deserve. Thanks, and goodbye for now.